What's going on, you human resource harpies? Welcome to
Ryan Roast
with two dicks in a car.
Richards, let's be
Richards. Yes. Yeah. The English naming convention that I'm still trying to figure out.
Listen, I can do a whole comedy routine on those crazy bastards.
This is my friend Dickard. Who? Never mind. It's just... we'll just pretend I never said it. Just like I wish I could pretend some of the things I read in this story don't happen to people every single day. This is a nut roll. This comes to us from Andreas Christian over on Odyssey. He doesn't watch every single stream, but when he shows up, he always has a good story.
Yes, he does.
And this one was way too big for a super chat, so he decided to send it on over. It's more in depth. Uh-huh. And man, oh man, there's a lot of dudes out there who have worked in situations like this, and I guarantee you, they're going to be facepalming every 3 damn seconds.
Yeah. Human resources. They're a bunch of female breeding dogs.
You like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
Hi guys, after my ex-CEO's visit and the stroll down memory lane about how foobar things were in the beginning when I came to work at that particular Swiss financial institution, I was officially hired to be a mid-level manager, but unofficially I had to figure out what was wrong with the company because the CEO was feeling something was off and thought the company was going in a bad direction.
He's a consultant.
He's a Mr. Wolf. From Pulp Fiction.
No, I got a friend of mine that does the consulting stuff.
You got to come in and clean up the brains in the back seat.
Yeah, he comes in there, usually lays off like, you know, 15 to 35% of the people. Double stacks jobs. People get pissed. You know, that's the way corporate America works.
However, in this particular instance, there's a bit of a hiccup that prevents him from being able to do such things.
Okay.
And you'll see why. I got to work. I witnessed that HR, like the 900 plus other companies I fixed, I was a crisis manager who got called in when a company was up a creek without a paddle and slowly but surely creeping ever so closely to the dark abyss called bankruptcy.
Yep.
Otherwise known as corporate doom.
Don't use the doom word, man.
It was 100% run by
women. Oh my God!
The entire HR department.
That's on my list of dumbassery. Don't let a woman lead you. Oh, okay.
Why do you think so many dudes refuse to go to HR for issues of harassment? This is why.
Correct.
As a result, there were a lot of women who were woefully unequipped to work there. Here are some of the issues.
Here we go.
He boiled it down to a top three. Number one, with a bullet, social butterflyism. They clock in about an hour early, around 7 a.m., but only start working at 11 a.m.
What?
Yeah. In those 3+ hours, they chat with everyone and their friends. The company had to pay those 3 hours of being a fishmonger's wife without work being done.
Damn!
Fishmonger's wife.
Well, I saw the same thing in the Army. I used to have to, like, really crack the whip on people so they would quit fucking off.
I think Fishmonger's wife opens for Wandering Dick Sucker.
I think so.
Yeah. That'd be a hell of a double bill concert.
Yeah. Woo.
Yeah, man. Throw on your straw hats and bring your banjos for that shit and bring all your inbred cousins. We're going to the Fishmonger's wife and Wayward Dick Sucker concert, boys. Everybody pack a lunch.
Because you're going to get your shit packed.
You're going to get your shit packed, if you know what I mean. Figuratively and literally. Oh, I think I left the vibration on.
Oh, that's not right. No.
He continues, then they took a lunch break starting at 11:45. until 1:45. So they come in at 7, they don't start working until 11, and then they take a lunch break at 11:45 for 2 hours.
Dude, what the fuck?
And then, with a bit more of social butterflying, start work around 2:25 until 4 o'clock.
I was going to say 3:30.
It's probably wishful thinking on this part.
Well, it sounds like the office hours of the Wayne County, court system.
Oh, yeah.
Those judges don't get up there on the bench until 11. They go to lunch at 12:30. They come back at like 2:45, 3, work until 4:30, and call it a day.
Well, violating people's constitutional rights does make you hungry.
I guess.
Number two. Trying to have others do the work for them.
Oh my God, that is so common.
Oh yeah.
I saw that all the time in the military.
High school, junior high, especially the good-looking chicks, they just ingratiate themselves in with the nerds.
Or the jocks.
Yep. They flutter their eyelashes and shove their tits out.
Yes.
Next thing you know, everybody in the group is doing the work for them.
Yeah, and especially when I went to civil affairs. You know, we'd go somewhere, and we have to get our rucksacks and shit off the...
Yeah.
And, like, these guys are trying to help these female soldiers. Like, what the fuck you doing?
Stop it.
They got to carry that shit. Just hand it to them. Just like you want anyone else.
Yeah.
We don't have time for this bullshit. And I would always get the side eye, you know.
Stop being a simp.
Yeah, you're a misogynist, sir, Papa. I'm like, no. You should be able to carry your own fucking weight.
How dare you?
You, as a woman, decided to join this man's army, and now you want special treatment?
Not gonna happen.
Nah.
You're not getting it from me.
Yeah, you want special treatment? Just cash your shit in, and then go man your post at the dumb cumster. This was so frequent that people that said yes to these harlots, well, they got way behind. Mm. And then got yelled at by department heads and upper management. I stopped that crap, and it's one of a handful of times I actually raised my voice. That's how you gotta handle these people.
That's right.
They're so used to having everything handed to them, equal treatment feels like oppression.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
Number three, wore just the poussoir-covered clothing. Ultra-mini skirts and tops that were nearly just two strips of cloth over the nipponalia. Some were dressed more modestly, but all were dressed like they were going clubbing.
Yes. You don't show up to work like that. What's wrong with you people?
Every single guy there, bi or gay, looked, and yes, I saw that some chicks didn't even wear their undergarments. And yes, some didn't do the required weed whacking and hedge trimming, if you know what I mean.
It's got to be at least a landing strip.
There's got to be, so you got to handle something down there, man. I mean, your lawn may be mowed, but the edging is kind of swallowing your driveway.
Yes, that's bad.
This is bad, right?
That's bad.
This is bad. If I can floss my teeth when I'm trying to give you some mouth music, you're doing it wrong.
That's right.
There were many instances, one of which where two of them were humping one another in the break room that I will not mention here. Disgusting! In all caps rage.
I hope they got fired.
I hope so, too.
That's bullshit.
Imagine walking into the break room, you know, like Terry Tate's office. More cock!
But didn't we talk about this, administrative violence?
Yep.
You know, stay away from the break room. It's an ambush point.
Never, ever. There's no such thing as innocent water cooler talk.
Do not engage in break room antics.
Most careers end because of stuff that happens in the break room, not the boardroom. I also found out that the 12 female lawyer team actually hurt the company more than they defended the company, like settling with women they fired and the like. That sounds pretty typical because, modern women will always defend the degenerate behavior of other modern women.
Yeah. Yes, they will.
They will find some way to ad hominem, straw man, and twist things around to make it so that no matter what they did, no matter how reprehensible, no matter how many people lost their jobs or possibly even died, somehow it was a man's fault. Somehow it has to do with the system or social conditioning. Can't be to do with me.
I mean, they're blaming us for everything.
Yep.
Like, even when we don't approach, they blame us. Like,
my husband stopped pressuring me when I got comfortable saying no to bedroom fun, and now he won't even try. What do I do? walk up to him, grab his package.
Give him a shot of rum first.
Keep eye contact, go lay on the bed, spread your legs, the rest will take care of itself. Men are simple creatures.
Yes. In some sick, twisted way, you are correct.
After 2.5 weeks, one of the experiments was where I put an all-male team and an all-female team and a mixed team together to do their normal work.
Okay.
I bet that mixed team did some interesting
some
work.
Some mixing.
Are you talking about having sex?
The male team did about 5 times the work the female team did. And about 4 times the work the mixed team did.
Listen, they've done this exact same study in the military 7 times
since
the end of Korean War. And it's always the same. The men always outperform the female soldiers. It's not even fucking close. And the mixed ones, you know, they do okay, but they do not perform at the same level as the all-male combat teams.
We talked about this in one of the last pop cultures where we have 2 primal urges as dudes, especially when we're, you know, under the age of 30, that fight each other for supremacy.
Yes.
One is to, you know, go spelunking in the love crevasse.
Yep, yep.
And the other is to protect women in danger. So you put an infantry unit of mixed company together, guess what? They're going to be too busy worrying about the chicks and not enough worrying about each other.
That's exactly right.
I came up with a solution. An adjustment of the contract because of a change of direction and a restructure. It was basically an updated contract, but with added line of modest dress code, which was explained in the contract with the explicit mention that after 2 warnings of breaking that rule, they would be out with cause. It was perfectly legal back then, though currently that loophole is somewhat closed. And I think what we did next is why the law was adjusted. This ought to be interesting.
Oh, here we go.
It gave the CEO the wiggle room to fire the lawyers and hire my friend, the only lawyer I will ever trust and a close friend of mine, plus he's a bulldog.
Nice.
Of an attorney. We explained to all that there was a dress code component and that clocking in at 7 a.m. had to be requested beforehand. The HR people didn't like that one bit and they were pretty vocal about it. Gee, I wonder what that sounded like. Of course, they knew immediately all of this came from me, and they did their best to imitate a screeching harpy, or was it a hissing and squeaking toad?
I think it's more of a hissing and squeaking toad.
So guess what happened? All these chicks, save 10, who were older women, all married and all higher up in the corporate ladder, failed to adhere to the dress code not once, but twice. Again, I called in all these wenches and said, you do realize you have now broken your contracts, right? And we're going to let you go. But I am a man with a 3-strike rule, so I'll give you 1 more chance because you are valued employees.
Yeah. I mean, how hard is it to put on slacks and a shirt?
No kidding.
Just show up in slacks and a shirt.
So how much you want to throw down?
No, they still fucked it up.
2 weeks later, everyone who made promises to follow the rules
did
flaunted them for a 3rd time.
Gone.
So they were all let go, including HR. HR were 25 chicks. Why they needed that many, I don't know.
Wow.
And it was nothing but
a shit show.
Yeah, the harpy reeing circle. That's what HR stands for. Harpies reeing. All these chicks, of course, threatened to sue.
Okay.
They went on, we got to put this in the book, tampon tantrums.
What are they going to do? Kill you with their tawadi chop?
I think I'm going to have to put tampon tantrum on the title card for this
one. Oh, yes.
And even tried to trash an office, but one of them got a paper cut and another broke her nail. Big industrial printers do not like to be woman-handled, apparently.
Wow.
So the shouting and the cursing brought me back to the heavy metal bar where it was talk like a heavy metal pirate night in high school.
My God.
That's always my favorite when a woman gets really mad at you and tries to pick up something she's woefully unequipped to do so.
Yep. But didn't I tell you when we started, like, that's what people do. They come into these companies.
Yep.
They find the useless fat and they trim it.
Are you calling me fat?
I made sure I was on my best behavior and managed to... sad look. You want to give him your I care face pop?
I'm telling you.
My lawyer friend said, are the screamers and screechers gone? I said, yes. Well, buddy, time to brace ourselves because the whole effinist lobby is coming after the company. Sure enough, the next day, they started the legal shenanigans.
Okay.
Naturally, because you can't hold women accountable in present day. That's horrendous. How dare you? When they say that they do the work, you're just supposed to believe them, even though none of the work has been done. Where? What they didn't know, yeah, I think somebody knew some administrative violence.
Yay!
Is that whenever I go out of my house, I have a spy pen on me as a personal body cam.
That yes!
Way, that way there is evidence of everything that goes on around me, along with my interactions.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't count on that, and the CEO was looking at me like, how the blazes did you manage this? A spy pen that writes, records, and videos pretty excellent for a $35 pen? That's a bargain at any price.
Yes, yes it is.
Take notes, dudes. Especially if you work in a company where there's a lot of women around, get yourself one of these spy pens and never take it off.
And this is covered in Administrative Violence Corporate Working Man's Edition.
Mm-hmm. Never take off that spy pen. And no. If you decide to shit where you eat, never take off the condom either. Unless you're prepared to dispose of it yourself and flush it down the toilet.
Don't even do that, bro. Don't mess with...
No, you never do. But we know dudes do this all the time.
Yeah, I mean, they write...
We're stupid.
They sign blank checks with their penises. What the hell?
White ink fades, bruh.
That's disgusting!
Long story short, it was a true slugfest where the women, whom were all represented by the best effinist lawyers, along with one of the utter hags... of the effinist lobby, one nobility harlot in her 70s, but she looked like the female version of the Edgar suit from Men in Black.
Give me sugar.
To great horror of how them garden tools and that stuck-up harlot dried-up turkey twat, there was video evidence. And I played my role so great that even in the bathroom when washing my hands, you could see the sad reflection. And hear me say, oh, those were good employees. Blast it, but the rules are the rules.
I like it.
You got to play the part.
Yeah.
Or your career might become a fart.
That's...
Of course, they suspected me being the instigator of it all, but they couldn't prove anything. The CEO was the ultimate authority. What do people do when they can't prove it? They start strawmanning, ad hominem attacks, slander, and so on.
Yeah, standard feminist arguing tactics.
Yeah. Why do you think these women almost never file police reports and go immediately to the media? There's no burden of proof.
Correct.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
The judge, who was a man, got annoyed, and he prohibited any attacks on me after they tried doing that. Didn't go over well, and then they made a fatal mistake.
Oh, yes.
Are we ready on the right?
Yeah.
Ready on the left?
Yeah!
They accused the judge of being a patriarchal bigot.
Because that always works.
Yeah. Insult the man with the gavel. See how far you get.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
Case was ruled that we were in the right. Thug life.
I hope they countersued those fucks.
It's amazing what happens when the facts and logic and reason are on your side and you actually have judge who's willing to listen to all three.
Yeah, because feelings do not modify reality no matter how intense they are.
Oh, that's not true. Just talk to the Transformers.
Yeah, okay.
Wait. Autococks and Decepticons, roll out. Of course, the old hag wanted to get to me, and being an emotional globo-homo cock rider that she is, well, she made another mistake.
Okay.
I can't decide which one is worse. This one may be it.
All right.
She screamed at me while the judge was leaving, "You are dead, you fucker! I will make sure of it!"
Oh, yeah!
Bam, bam, bam!
Oh, that's good. That went over well. No, I'm just kidding.
The judge turned on his heels and said really loud, "Mr. Christian, as a judge, that was a death threat. And if I were you, I would sue her."
Nice.
My friend the lawyer said, "Well, yes, Judge, we're going to." Long story short, she settled with me out of court, and it cost her a pretty large amount, along with the security I could pick out, which she had to pay for! Woo! If it isn't the consequences of your own actions, come home to roost.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
It gets better. She inadvertently helped a friend of ours get his private security company going.
Are you serious?
Yes, and he's a veteran.
Oh, winning.
That's a double win right there. That's amazing.
Wow. Okay.
It didn't stop there.
They kept going?
I don't know how this could get worse. She didn't hire a shit man or a shit woman or, you know, to do something to me. After all, now there are court documents. Plus, there was a judge who was an eyewitness.
Okay.
Got the official witness statement from him if anything were to happen. No, she went to her elite Bunga Bunga simps and sent in the effinist special farces unit called Femin. What are Femin? Wenches who protest people from Putin to little old me for perceived slights. And of course, patriarchy!
I am so sick and tired of them pulling out that word.
They don't even know what it means.
Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore.
It's just like rapé. We all used to understand exactly what that meant.
Yeah.
Now that feminists have watered it down to where it can mean accidentally bumping somebody's ass while your hands are in your pocket on an elevator, it doesn't mean anything anymore.
That's right.
That's how you know they don't have any legitimate problems. Pictures included. So those will be specifically for the supporters.
Yes.
Because we can't put those on YouTube without taking a hit. Or even on a lot of the other new tech sites. You're not permitted to post nudity on those sites. So.
Yeah.
Aw, oh, man.
I always outran them. Little shocker. Have you seen some of these women?
It's not shocker to me you outran them.
No. But in the beginning, seeing about 25 half-naked women run at you and various stages of gravitationally challenged milkers. Or he would just confuse them. Ran around the block, entered a private parking garage, only to emerge from the ground level entrance again because I parked my car elsewhere.
Serious?
Well, people who believe in a fictional wage gap and a non-existent patriarchy, it's really not difficult to fool these people.
Well, do you know what the leading cause of death for pregnant people is?
Pregnant people?
Mm-hmm.
Mothers? Women?
If you'd like to call them mothers, not all of them are mothers, but if you'd like to call them that.
What are they if they're not mothers?
They're pregnant people.
What people other than mothers are pregnant?
I bet he could literally do the fucking Looney Tunes thing where, you know, like, he runs, outruns them. Okay, I've got 30 seconds of free time. Let's draw a hole on this wall that looks like a tunnel and just watch all the feminists plow into the fucking hole.
That is pretty good.
I did annoy them by driving near them and honked my horn, which prompted them to run at my car, but I had a green light, so it was va-voom. Well, if there were any good-looking ones in there, they could have been a va-va-voom.
Va-va-voom.
But you never, when was the last time you saw a good-looking feminist? Who was actually a feminist and not just a Hollywood grifter? I'll wait.
It's, yeah.
Saw many fall or trip in the attempt.
So basically, they fired these women because they wouldn't stop flaunting like whores.
And then they couldn't even fight their own battle after they lost.
Yeah.
Hilarious. It stopped when I miscalculated and there were more women than 25, more like 40 plus. But not all together. Some were staged along certain streets. Still, these harlots can't run for crap. I ran past a granny who was startled and I said, "Sorry, grandma, they're behind me." So Granny was pissed off, grumbled at the harlots, grabbed the water hose with ice cold water, and when the wenches came running, they got treated with
ice. Nice!
Never heard any woman scream like that. Well, except that one time, which I won't tell here. It's a story for another time.
Okay.
Let's say that Pop is correct. Do not give women the 10 dick. Or the 23 dick if you're Reaper 01.
Yeah, that's how they kill you.
Yeah, that's how you go from stalker to murder.
Yes.
It's bad.
You don't want to do that.
Someone must have called, because not soon after the wenches were drenched, their handlers showed up. All dudes, of course. These dudes made a fatal mistake. They were bad-mouthing Granny, who was still holding the water hose. Guess what happened? Suck a dick! They got a face full of ice-cold water, and the full interior of all the cars, and they were expensive cars.
Nice.
Cost about 150,000 euros, roughly. Most of them were BMWs, Audis, and Mercedes, and Lexus.
Nice.
Hey, well, you throw in with a crowd like that.
You get what you get.
You get what you get. You don't throw a fit, exactly.
100%.
The very last time Femin tried something was in 2015. The lobby of the company was renewed, and it was full glass all around, huge windows from ground to ceiling. Thing was, the glass was being cleaned, so if you were on the outside looking in, the glass was hard to see.
Okay.
I already know where this is going.
Are we
going
to get a sliding door action?
I was standing with my back to the street until I heard a thud, like a bird hitting the window, and one of these Femin chicks had a run at me to try and tackle me.
Serious? Oh my god. So this is like the terrorist wing of the Feminazis.
Yep. They're not too bright.
No, wow.
Talk about a horny half-naked hewer of the Hell Division. There was a facepalm and a lipstick imprint on the glass right at ass level. Everyone was laughing.
Nice.
The chick had knocked herself out cold. So hard, her double D's were still jiggling. Should have gotten video of that. Everyone in the lobby was laughing, except for the window cleaner. He threw dirty water on her from the window cleaning, and she didn't even wake up.
That's pretty serious, man. You know, if you get knocked out like that, that's serious head injury.
Hey, you did it to yourself. Do I feel bad for her?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, that's what it is.
These ladies, as far as I'm concerned, they can take all of their screeching, their lies, their anger and rage, and they can just go off to boxed wine in Catland.
Yeah.
Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. Stop.
Security guard got involved and tried to wake her by prodding her with his foot. Still not responding. So he called the cops and the ambulance.
There you go.
They were in the process of strapping her down on the gurney to be put in the ambulance when she woke up and then started attacking the female cop and the medical personnel. What was I saying about these chicks not being too bright? Clearly I was wrong.
You again.
Actually, that is fairly common for people with significant brain injuries.
They wake up and get violent?
They get violent. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Yeah, that head injury didn't come from playing football or getting too vigorous with a mouth hug and a head bob.
Nope.
Depending on which bathroom stall you do it in, those separators can be rather thick. Just like the cack you're sucking. The female cop tasered her good.
Ah.
From my friend within the police department, the female cop had one black eye and a bruise on her arm. All the medical personnel, save for the driver, all had black eyes and a bunch of bruises.
Wow.
The chick had a hairline fractured her eye sockets and pissed and shit her pants.
It happens.
What, shit?
Sometimes.
It was also something with her brain. Yeah, you would think women doing that don't have much of a brain, but apparently they do.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine being such a daft bimbo to do that kind of damage to yourself. Oh, wait, you have mental midgets gluing themselves to sanitary trucks to stop the oil.
Yeah, here we go.
And then they're getting their hands amputated because they're using epoxy to fucking glue their hands to the road.
Yeah, wow, man, that is some stupid shit right there.
Long one, guys. Sorry. Oh, don't be sorry. This is gold.
This is perfect.
Like I said, be careful you don't get nudity dinged by YouTube or the Rumbles. Don't know how the policies are there, but I got put in the timeout corner on the twatter for sending a nasty, effinist, grumpy cat meme where it just said, no. Have a great one. This is probably too long for a live stream, but not too long for a ride and roast.
Yeah.
Thought it might give you a chuckle or two. Good memories. Confession, I did taunt them a bit during running when they were too far behind. Come on, ladies, try to catch this hunk of meat. It's great cardio, so you can skip your next cardio funk feminist basket nutcase weaving in the evening. Yeah, I know I wasn't nice. I'm very bad. Greetings from Switzerland.
Take it easy, bro.
That is beautiful. Dude. And yes, I will include all of these photos in the video for supporters. So if you guys haven't yet joined the supporter regiment, you can join the regiment on Odyssey. Locals, give Sendbro, or Subscribestar. Not only will you get the uncut goody two shoes, but you will also get the Sunday live streams and movie nights first Sunday of every month. We just did Army of Darkness this last week.
That was pretty good.
Hell
pretty
yeah.
Pretty good. We just had a few hiccups, but we're working it out.
Yeah, we're working it out. Things do happen. But holy hell, man. Anybody out there who's in a similar situation to this, where this is their company dynamic, one, my heart goes out to you, but two, cover your ass.
And send us the story.
Yeah, let us know if there's any crazy stuff happening at your place. The fact that they actually called in Femin for this is nothing shy of hysterical. Wow.
They're basically the enforcers for the feminist army.
They're like rodents. Really, when you think about it, like, no one really takes these women seriously. They show up half naked, screaming insanely, and then they quickly get removed by police. And in their eyes, that's some kind of a victory?
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, they won just like Rocky won his first fight with Clubber Lang.
Yeah, they didn't work out too well.
Oh, yeah, we did it, Mick. Oh, you dead? Oh, shit, we didn't do it. I take it back. Oh, shit.
That's right, it stinks!
I don't know how you can do that job.
Yeah.
If you got to go in and this is what you deal with most of the time, wow. I'm just glad that you're still alive to write these stories.
Listen, and my buddy who's the consultant has told me similar ordeals
because
he does the same thing. Yeah, he comes in, he finds out who's working, who's not working, who's making the most money and not. And then he just fucking, recommends to the board who needs to go. And boom, but there's always lawsuits and all kinds of problems.
We should have him on the show. Does he still do that work or is he retired?
We've had him on before. His name's John.
Oh, we have. I didn't know we had him on before.
Yeah, the dude does everything. He's a fucking genius. He's got that Green Beret brain.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just like me. Except mine's a little more disturbed.
We didn't have him on to talk about that particularly, though, did
we? No, we had him talking on about the COVID shot, remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but I'd be very interested in hearing his thoughts on this because, I mean, regardless of how bad the economy gets, actually maybe even worse because of it, there's going to be a lot of dudes out there who are going to be taking whatever jobs they can get.
Correct.
And a lot of times you're going to have to deal with these human resource departments who they're barely human and all they want is your resources.
Yeah, listen, man, HR is not your friend no matter what you say or what they say.
No.
They are the mouthpiece for the company. Number one. And number two, a lot of them operate with a hidden feminist agenda. You do not need that shit in your life.
Amen. And that's why we are going to be putting Working Man's Survival Guide and Administrative Violence back up for sale for Black Friday. It's going to be for like one, maybe 2 weeks only.
On Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You want me to work on Mooly Monday, too?
We're going to lower the costs because we're trying to get it out in front of more people.
Yeah, we got to get it out in front of more people. We know the times are tough for everybody, so it is going to be a special thing. But it is important.
Yes, it is.
Especially now. More dudes have to take jobs like this because it's all they have. They're going to need every single possible thing. Like, it's like a chess game. You have to arrange it. You have to strategize ahead of time before you even make your first move.
Correct.
Otherwise, the queen will take you. And not in a good way, if you listen to what I say.
Because we don't.
If you really
play.
Like Queens, maybe you're gay. Yeah. Just go eat some hay and lay by the bay. I just may. What do you say?
No way.
No way. All right, dude.
All right.
Thank you. Keep sending in your stories, man. These are great. We want to hear about your work. We want to hear about, like anything. Tell us about your exes. You ever had any bad slingbacks? We want to know about them.
Yeah.
If they're good enough, you get your own ride and roast of pop culture. Why not?
Yeah, why not?